Chapter 3. The Point. On the 3rd of October 1925, Eleonora was released into her mother's custody and they moved to the only part of Baltimore they could afford. In 1778, so an immigrant to Baltimore testified to the Maryland Historical Society in 1844, Fell's Point had been a sparsely settled outpost of the town, separated from it by forest and farmers' fields. In 1925, the point was still separated. It was the wrong side of the tracks and included a red light district. "You know Freddy?" Pony asked. "His girl just got into trouble." Freddy was elusive because he was protecting a barmaid who had shot a girl whose brothers were looking to even the score. Linda Kuhl met him in a private club. Freddy remained a sporty dresser and a fan of Eleonora's. According to him, Sadie and Eleonora started out in the 600 block of Bond. It was a beautiful neighborhood, one block this side of Johns Hopkins Hospital. That end of Bond was on the opposite side of town to the point. "You're getting it from the horse's mouth, 'cause when I found out who Eleonora was, that she was Billie Holiday, I was buying her records and having a ball with them, and I didn't know it was the same girl I came up with, you dig? 'Cause Billie was the same age as me. She and Miss Sadie sublet from my mother. They used to use my mother's kitchen. On Sunday mornings it was tripe fried in batter and eggs and hot biscuits and bacon and a dish of molasses on the side. Miss Sadie was such a great cook. She was a short, neat, pretty little lady, everything always in place. She used to go to Catholic Church on the 600 block of Eager, and I remember she used to have a little tiny statue of the Savior on the wall. I can't recollect, but I think she used to do day work, 'cause my mother did the same out at Roland Park. Money was so measly. Miss Sadie was...